with you completely ridiculous. I was in my, I want to say late 20s, early 30s, when I started a bullshit feud in my head with Benicio del Toro. Okay? This is when Traffic came out, as well as Gladiator. Okay? And I remember that during the Oscars, it was for Best Supporting Actor, the Oscar. And Joaquin Phoenix, playing the, now I really realize, the Mad King, as well as Benicio del Toro, who was a detective in Traffic. So these two were up for Oscars, and I think there was a couple of other actors, but there's a reason why I remember Benicio del Toro. Because I would have sworn, and I saw both movies, I could have sworn that Joaquin was going to take it, that he was going to be the winner of Best Supporting Actor. So when, you know, they hype it all up and then they read the name and it was Benicio del Toro who took the Oscar, who stole it from Joaquin Phoenix. That's how I felt. That he fucking stole Joaquin's thunder. All right? Very upset. Like, ah, oh, just how dare you? Who makes up these panels? Joaquin got fucked. He got screwed out of his Best Supporting Actor Oscar because of Benicio del Toro. That son of a bitch. Okay? Upset. Okay? Late 20s, early 30s when this all went down. So just any time Benicio, Mr. Del Toro was in a movie, I swore I wasn't going to watch it because he stole the Oscar. All right, cut to, I don't know, what is this, 20 years later? I watch Joaquin Phoenix in The Joker. Seen him in a lot of other movies as well, and I just adore his acting style. Now, when he won his award for The Joker, I listened to his acceptance speech and just, I was just moved. Just, oh, so happy for this man. Just blown away at his being humble, as well as talking about, you know, he was trying to right his wrongs. He was not a perfect person. He's not a perfect child. He's not a perfect son. He wasn't a perfect brother. He's not a perfect person. But how, when shit happens to you, how much things go into perspective when you have some time to yourself to look back and reflect at these things. Now, again, cut forward 20 years. I watch Benicio del Toro in Sicario 1 and 2. I broke down and I watched it because there was something about the trailer that pulled me back in, and I was like, I have got to watch this movie, even though it has Mr. Del Toro in it. So I watched Joaquin and I watched Benicio, of course, Joaquin in The Joker and Benicio in both Sicario movies. And I have to say that put up the white flag in this imaginary fight that I was having in my head with Benicio, for stealing Joaquin's Best Supporting Actor Oscar. And I wrestled with it for the and how both of them have come into their own. Still love Joaquin, always have. Remember him from, I want to say it was Parenthood with Steve Martin, when he was the confused little boy who really didn't have a father figure in his life, and Keanu Reeves comes in and, you know, actually, you know, got him to talk, and the mom couldn't get through to him, and he just needed somebody of the male persuasion to listen to him and ask questions. How important is a father figure, right? I think you don't need one. We all do. We all deserve one. It doesn't have to be blood related, but some type of positive male role model. So back to Benicio. Watched him in Sicario, and just, he blew me away with his acting skills. And I still, when it's on, will stop to watch it because of him. Watching them both perfect their craft and get, you know, acclaim for it. Kudos to both of them. But have you ever had a fight in your head with somebody that doesn't even know it? That is the point of this podcast right now, is this imaginary feud with somebody who doesn't even know you're alive, okay? And how you grow up from that. And you're like, that was ridiculous. What the hell is wrong with me? That was just stupid. But I like how I can be aware of the ridiculousness and how stupid it was. But at the end, I realized how well Joaquin's acting was, that he made me feel sorry for him. I mean, his acting was that good. He was a bad man. He was awful. He was mad. He was crazy. He was in love with his sister. He was, you know, just, he was, oh my God. He did it so well that the Mad King made me feel sorry for him. And then I spilled it over into real life of how dare you take his Best Supporting Actor Oscar away from him. Now I look back and I was like, oh my God, the things we tell ourselves because we wanted the bad guy to win. So I've had time to reflect over it and watch it a few times and really think about, what the hell was I thinking? Now, I'm still going to say that he deserved that Oscar because he made me root for the bad guy, right? His dad was all, your failure as a son, right, was because of my failure as a father. And it hurt me. It touched me. It made me feel bad for him. His acting out as the king, I felt sorry for the dude. And I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you? He's fucking crazy. He needed to go down. So I just wanted to share that with you and ask you the same thing. Have you ever had an imaginary feud with someone who doesn't even know who the hell